Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Paul Douglas back with you. Not sure if you saw this, President Biden's job approval rating has fallen to 43%, the lowest of his presidency. For the first time, a majority of Americans, 53%, now disapprove of President Biden's performance. We seem to have a problem on the southern border, specifically Texas. And look, I believe in immigration, legal immigration. We've been doing that for hundreds of years, right? Illegal immigration, that's a different story. We need to secure the homeland, and yet thousands and thousands of migrants, many of them coming from Haiti and other countries in Central America, have been flooding the border and making it very difficult for people to keep up. And it's a bit of a mess out there right now. We want to get the latest from CBS reporter Chris Fox, who joins us from Austin, Texas. Chris, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I know you've been doing interviews all day. Thank you.
I've been doing it for a week now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's an ever-moving story. We were looking at this weekend, 15,000 migrants under the International Bridge in Del Rio. That's now down to about 5,500. There have been basically Border Patrol buses going for the past 24 hours, processing and transporting some of the migrants to processing centers that are less busy, Houston, Laredo, El Paso, and others obviously were being directly deported. So I think we're looking at so far about 1,000 have been deported back to Haiti. And that was under the Title 42 rule, which is a COVID era rule and not an immigration rule. And I just spoke with one of the immigration attorneys in San Antonio who's working with some of the Haitian migrants and their families in the United States. And they're making the argument that by deporting these people before they can get proper and kind of explain what Title 42 is, it allows for rapid expulsion without the opportunity of seeking asylum. And so that'll be the next big thing is in the courts and how this will be fought in the courts among the migrants who believe they have an asylum case and weren't heard.
Well, I know many of these migrants are desperate, right? They want a better life, I understand, and certainly Haiti's still recovering from that massive earthquake back in 2010. But can you talk a little more about that process? They're not declaring political asylum, right? How can they legally enter the country, or can they?
They can. Well, you know, talking to a immigration attorney, you're going to hear yes, yes, and yes. And they have cases, and every case is different. They all need to be heard. Mm-hmm. To spell out, you know, whether their case is a fear of death from gangs in Haiti, who are basically running the country, as it seems. And that was the interesting thing in talking. I just literally finished the story with the immigration attorney. And why Del Rio was another interesting question. And they're hearing, he's hearing from those he's spoken with, that the Haitians were telling each other, other Haitians, easy entry point because that dam you can clearly walk across. And the other one is that Del Rio was migrant friendly. And so that's kind of how we ended up where we are today.
Hey, there was that video or photos of Border Patrol agents who were allegedly whipping migrants who were trying to cross the border. Now it seems like the media is backtracking. The agents were not carrying whips, but they were swinging their horses' reins.
The whip reports were early.
Yeah. Can you confirm that?
One thing I've learned about being a reporter for 30 years is whatever early reports you hear on anything, be skeptical of. They were using reins instead of whips. And I did see the early reports of whips. But the video footage just didn't look good. And that was one of the things that I saw Vice President Harris jumping on.
Right.
Yeah. Was that? Sorry, I was getting a call on my phone.
No worries. I know you're in demand. But to your point, the first draft of history is usually inaccurate. But
sure.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the political calculus going on right now in Texas and nationwide? The government, the U.S. government now wants to resettle up to 125,000 refugees in the next 12 months, reversing the historic cuts made to the refugee program during the previous administration. That's a 733% increase from the historic low 15,000-person ceiling that former President Donald Trump set before leaving office. It would be the highest U.S. refugee ceiling since the early 90s. How is that being received in Texas and elsewhere?
You know, you remember a few years ago, Governor Abbott in Texas said that we're not taking any refugees, which got a huge backlash from civil rights groups. Mm-hmm. They've eventually reinstated the refugee program in Texas. They were one of the leading states to receive most of international refugees. And so so they have backtracked on that. The border, obviously, Governor Abbott, full bore in his blame of the Biden administration, constantly saying over and over again that his open border policies, which is ironic because the day before Abbott gave his speech from Del Rio, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas was the one saying, no, we do not have open borders. And so it does feel like it has evolved into more of a political fight than a humanitarian crisis. It is a massive humanitarian crisis. I'm just saying it feels like it's being spun in every direction.
I'm sympathetic to a point. I mean, these are families in many cases. They want to have a better life. They're escaping persecution and, as you said, gangs and crime, pervasive crime. So, you know, it's really a tough needle to thread in terms of who comes in, who doesn't come in. But, not sure where we go from here. President Biden went on record recently saying we'll get it under control. Correct me if I'm wrong. There's no signs that's happening as of today.
None that I've heard so far, but it is interesting. They are awfully tight-lipped, and you basically only hear from Homeland Security, and that's it. That is interesting. And a discussion point I had with the immigration attorney was about how the asylum laws have been ever-changing depending on the administration in power. Hmm. And, just solidifying a cohesive immigration policy obviously is something that probably won't happen ever, but is something that everyone agrees needs to be done.
CBS reporter Chris Fox reporting from Austin, Texas, very close to the front lines. Chris, rest your voice. We sure appreciate your perspective. Hang in there, and thanks for the update.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.